again, update you with the with these injuries. Alan Barbary again with his hamstring. We're still on a weekly basis with him. Won't practice today. Terrence Brooks also has the hamstring. He will not practice. Brent Celek, who, as I mentioned on Monday, has the rib. We're going to hold him today, but should be good for the game. And then Camus, same thing with his hamstring. We'll hold him from practice. Everybody else will be good to go.
Do you have a roster move yet?
Not yet.
What's the hold up there? You have someone here for the practice?
Well, we got some guys. You know, we're evaluating on our practice squad. I mean, Paul Turner. You know, Aaron Grime. We got some guys that we're just kind of, you know, we don't have to make a move right now. You know, there's no hurry.
Jason Kelce has.
I don't know that, but the we're looking at those guys though right now.
Jason Kelce has been in the sort of the mix on a couple of failed plays sort of out in space, so it's easy to see him not getting the job done in that moment. How has he played, especially the last couple of games, and how much do you think his sort of lingering foot issue, if at all, has affected that play?
Well, first of all, I don't think the foot has been an issue. He's still playing at a high speed. He's obviously the kind of the glue of that offensive line. He makes all the calls. He and Carson are on the same page. You know, the last couple of weeks, he's really played well. I mean, you know, he's probably not the as far as the size. I mean, I'm probably not the biggest guy in the world, but he gets by with his smarts and has athleticism, and he's a very tough individual. And so these last couple of weeks, he's really settled into to playing that center spot.
As far as that intelligence going, making the right calls and having a rookie quarterback, is that amplified when you have a rookie quarterback, knowing that Jason Kelce has that kind of intangible skill set?
I think as a rookie quarterback, you rely on him, you know, as a veteran center. To make some of the calls and the protection. But the one thing with Carson, he and Jason do a great job during the week of watching film together so that they're making the same calls together and they're seeing the same thing. So they've been on the same page that way, which is unique to have a rookie quarterback and a veteran center to be as tight as they are in making these calls during the game.
Doug, you talked Monday about not – the danger in trying to have Carson think that he has to do too much, having him do too much. So this week you've got the most prolific offense in the NFL coming up against you. They're going to score points. That doesn't seem to be an ideal situation to kind of move things off of Carson's shoulders. He's going to have to do an awful lot for you to win this week, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's going to have to continue to make make the plays that are there to be made. But at the same time, I think your run game becomes a little more important in games like this. I think, you're right. Atlanta's offense is one of the top offenses in the National Football League, obviously, and they're playing extremely well. So anytime you can sort of play keep away and time of possession and things like that can help you. Does it work out that way all the time? No, it doesn't. But those are things that as we put our game plans together and the personnel and everything we look at, you know, we take into that consideration.
Doug, with the midpoint of the season, I'm wondering, what do you think some of the most important things that Carson has learned about life in the NFL through sort of eight games?
I think one is, you know, learning the speed of the game. I think he also learns that each game is different. It's unique, has its own set of circumstances. I also think he realizes how hard it is to win in the National Football League. And when you do win, how rewarding it is due to the fact of the preparation that goes into the week. I think, too, he's learning situational football a little bit, you know, where maybe in college you don't have to consider as much of that, where here it's everything. And it can really affect you offensively. So he's learning about situations and how to manage everything. He's done one thing he has done well is the things that we've asked him to do from managing our offense during the game. He's handled extremely well. And so from that standpoint, very comfortable going forward with the things he's learned and the things we've been able to give him, you know, going forward the next 8 weeks.
Carson threw Dorial Green back four times in the end zone, and only one of those passes did he get a hand on. What were you able to assess when looking at the film and talking to both of them? What was the disconnect there that they weren't even remotely close to?
Yeah, you know, those are situational things where we need to, you know, as coaches and myself, we need to make sure that they're working those things in practice, those types of routes in practice, whether it be a back shoulder throw or a fade over the top throw, putting our guys in those unique situations to be able to handle that during the game. Some of it is just those two, again, just working together. I mean, that's the bottom line. Understanding the leverage of the defender, whether I need to make that back shoulder throw or I can throw it over the top, or if it's covered, I look for my second and third, you know, option on the route. So, again, continue to, as coaches, we continue to teach it. I teach it. I teach it in a way that's understandable, and we try to correct it during the week.
What challenges does Matt Ryan, you know, and Julio Jones kind of present for you guys?
Well, obviously, they're both playing extremely extremely well right now, and Matt's he's done an outstanding job this whole season. The way he's allowing the game itself just to kind of come to him and let things unfold. They may not start out necessarily fast, but they gain that momentum as the game goes on, and they're making play after play, and it just shows up on film. But, you know, it's one of those deals where, you know, kind of like the Pittsburgh game, whether you try to double the guy or you put, you know, we know sometimes he's probably going to be singled up. You know, Matt's extremely smart, and he's playing well that way, understanding matchups. And the other thing too is he's not always having to look for Julio. He's got other weapons on that offense that he's utilizing, and that's what's making that team explosive right now.
When you guys have struggled the way you have over the last month, as a coach with a rookie quarterback, how important and how challenging is it for you guys to keep things positive? That, you know what, we are a good football team. A lot of players, yourself, even Carson has spoken in the last couple of days about we are still a good football team. How important is that message going forward here this week?
Well, that's important to the entire football team, not only just to the quarterback position. But, again, I evaluate myself more than anything, and I want to make sure that I'm presenting that message of positiveness, of bringing the energy, bringing the juice every day. And at the same time, I also want to make sure that I'm doing my part in teaching the offense when we get a chance to teach, and to where the guys can understand. And if they have questions, we have answers for them. And so that obviously starts with me, and I'm very critical of that. But at the same time, I want to make sure that the message is positive. We still are, and I truly believe we're still a good football team. And, eight games to go, we'll see what happens.
When you're preparing for Atlanta, obviously Carson Wentz is focused on the defense, but is there anything he can take away from seeing Matt Ryan play? Is there, in terms of development as a young quarterback?
I think guys like Matt Ryan and you know, Ben Roethlisberger and Flacco and these guys that are seasoned veterans, even Brady and, you know, Breeze and all these guys that have are having good careers and great careers. I think as quarterbacks, we tend to look at those guys and we study, and we don't want to become that person, obviously, but at the same time, we want to see how they handle game situations, how they manage the game, how they utilize their personnel on offense, and just see how that person operates. And I believe it's a little bit harder, obviously, in season to do that. It's a little easier out of season, but I think as quarterbacks, we tend to try to look at those guys that are having success and see how they're doing it.
Stop here. You faced him two or three times, I think. What have you seen on tape now this year, Matt Ryan? I'm talking about. What have you seen in terms of his development, you know, technically as a passer?
Yeah, the one thing, I mean, just he's very mechanically sound. The ball's out on time and rhythm throws, and you know, that's the key. And of course, his guys are creating space for him, you know, in the back end, and they're getting open. He's utilizing his backs and tight ends, true. Which are very effective for him. Play action pass, obviously, the run game. I mean, there's a lot of things that factor into a quarterback's success, but he's allowing that stuff to kind of happen and take place. And then you see his games go on, like the one, you know, Tampa Bay game. It just, everything just sort of clicking. And it just, you know, kind of, for them offensively, it just snowballs and they gain momentum.
Yeah,
no, I mean, I don't necessarily would like to drop the any quarterback back that many times. You know, again, it goes back to being able to run the football and kind of hanging your hat there first, and then the play action stuff. And so, no, to answer the question, I wouldn't like to see it. But I've also said too that sometimes we're going to have to do that. We also put ourselves in a little bit of a bind, you know, these last couple of games. So the passing game kind of catches you up a little bit, but. You know, still want to stick within the game plan, manage it that way, and you know, use that run game to your advantage.
Getting back to DGB for a moment.
When you talk about improving the offense and in a sense of improving over the past two division losses, what are your biggest takeaways to fix and change offensively to hopefully come out with a win against Atlanta?
You know, the one thing that I look at, I want to make sure that things are. We're not doing too much. We're not, as coaches, we're not asking our players to do too much during the game. I also want to make sure that I'm putting our guys in the right situations, making good decisions, calling the right plays at the right time. You know, and evaluating myself that way, again, it starts with me, and I want to make sure that I'm holding myself accountable as well as the players. And you know, it's just a matter of just doing that and then if we got to scale back on a game plan and keep things simple for our players, we're going to do that too and make sure that they can play fast.
Getting back to DGB for a moment, is he using his size and strength effectively? Is that something he has to learn?
Right. He's a young player. He's a young player. He's also learning. You know, again, remember, we got him late in the deal here, so he's been kind of behind. The teaching curve, you know, he hasn't had a full off season yet under our system. So, you know, so we got to, again, it falls back. You know, we got to make sure that we're doing the right things, putting him in the right situations. You know, understanding his strengths. He's a great slant runner. He's an in cut guy, big and powerful, and just want to keep developing his talent because I think he can be a dynamic receiver.
How do you teach that? How do you teach a big guy to learn how to use his size better?
I think it goes back to the quarterback question. When you're watching guys like Matt and Ben and these guys, I think as receivers, you look at guys like Julio Jones, you look at the Antonio Browns of the world, and you look at guys that are you know, go back and look at the TOs and study them and see exactly how they run routes. I think, but again, we're in season. It's a little bit harder to do that. So we just have to continue to, as coaches, just teach it every day. I tell the guys all the time, I mean, you can't substitute the hard work and preparation, and that's part of the preparation and getting yourself ready to go.
Carson didn't have much luck with the zone reads he ran Sunday. What are you seeing? I mean, was it just JPP a lot of times making great reads?
Well, he's obviously a great defensive end, and some of it is, you know, again, it goes back to the quarterback, you know, trying to do a little bit too much and just allowing the run game to happen. Some of it's that. And you know, again, we as coaches, we have to make sure that we're teaching that right and make sure that he's seeing the right things. And so falls on us to make sure our guys are prepared that way. Thanks, guys.